Yo, welcome back. Welcome back. What's good, everybody? You know what I'm saying? E-season is motherfucker. E-season out here. What's good, y'all? You know what I'm saying? Back again with another podcast for y'all. Got another episode. I think I'm going to like this one because it's something that I feel like we all can go through. I'm sorry I've been MIA. I feel like I recorded in like 2 fucking weeks. You know what I'm saying? But I'm back now. I'm back with the consistent content. You know what I'm saying? I had pretty much just catch back up, get my schedule right, but everything's all good. You know what I'm saying? Everything's all good. The tree of life gets me right. Gets me by all the time. Nah, finally stop trying to rhyme. But nah, it's going good. I hope everybody out there, the year's wrapping up. Please keep listening. Please keep tapping in. Please keep liking. Please keep sharing, subscribing. For real, the support's been crazy. Like, honestly. The support I've been getting has really truly been like out of this world. It's been something that I wasn't really expecting, but I'm happy. I love it. It's been getting good feedback. People genuinely like it. People are asking me, can I hop on? Can I do this? I'm like, yeah, y'all, just give me time because I'm trying to really just get stuff organized. You know, when you first start something, things start taking off more than unusual. You don't expect that. It's like, oh, shit, kind of get a little clusterfuck. And I ain't trying to have a clusterfuck. I'm trying to have a good, clean cut, you know, organized podcast with this. You know, it's something I like, you know, something I enjoy to do. It's therapy to me, you know, like I said, it helps me. But today, we're going to get a topic of sad. And everybody's like, oh, sad, like, more. No, sad. The sad I'm talking about, it kind of relates to being sad, but it's a multiple levels. It's deep and it's like layers. The sad I'm talking about is seasonal affective disorder. Sad. Why are you sad? Seasonal affective disorder. Or, like I have to put it, seasonal depression. Yep, seasonal depression. And before y'all start clowning people, I'll say it's all cap. Go do your research. It's not cap. It is a legit diagnosis. It is a legit mental health disorder. It's legit. It's legit, man. It's crazy. It's just something that, let's just get right into it. What is seasonal affective depression or SAD or seasonal depression? What is it? You know, some people, it's affective disorder or depression. It's the same. It can lead to depression, but it's a disorder. Let's just get that out the way first. But SAD is not considered, let's just say, SAD is not, it's not considered a separate disorder. You know what I'm saying? But it's a type of depression. It's a type of depression. It gets, you know, categorized. It's like a seasonal pattern. You know what I'm saying? With symptoms that can last about 4 to 5 months because it's season. You know what I'm saying? And don't think like, oh, it just only happened. No. It's not like it only happens like once in a blue moon or it'll go away. This is a pattern. People start changing, their mood start swinging. People start losing their identity a little bit based off like this weather change. I mean, think about it. Daylight savings is getting crazy now. It gets dark dumb fuck early. I'm in Virginia, it gets dark dumb early. So that right there can lead to leading you like being like, you know, like depressed. You know, you're just like, yo, you just feel bummed out. You know, you wake up, you're just like, okay, I go to work, you get off. And some people, like me, there's sometimes I get off work and it's dark. I'm like, bro, I woke up, it was dark, I'm getting off work and it's dark. I just want to go home and go to my bed. What can I really do? I'm thinking everything closed, it's going on this time, that time, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, I just go home and just chill, you know what I'm saying? But I have my bed, put my Netflix on, grab my body pillow, and Netflix going to watch me because I'm about to KO. That's just what's going to be. And then you get in that habit for a while. That habit is what's leading down to depression because you're not doing nothing anymore. You're not being active. So if you're like most people, you know, with SAD, you know, or just, and the thing is, a lot of people out there who don't even know it, who suffer from this. Your symptoms can like start off in the fall and they continue to the winter months. Like me, that's what happened to me. You know, they start like sapping your energy, you know, make you feel moody, you know, or less often, you know, it's just, you're just sad. Like it's like a lingering effect. You know what I'm saying? You're wondering. And you know, the you know, less often, you know, SAD causes depression in the spring or summer or early summer because you're getting out that phase. You're getting out that mood of like, oh, you know, I'm not feeling depressed anymore. I'm outside again. And there's a reason behind that. There's a reason behind the whole just the whole madness to this whole, why are we, you know, when this weather happens, I'm down and out. I'm giving up. I'm ready to tap out. I'm ready to pull the trigger. You know, people get to that point. They get to their pushing point. They can't handle it. And then, so it's like after you get to that point, sad, you know, seasonal affective disorder. I'm gonna say sad or seasonal depression. People who might just be tapping or seeing their hands or just didn't catch on the beginning. Sad is literally just, you know, seasonal depression or, you know, seasonal affective disorder, just so y'all know. It's treatable. It's a treatable form of depression. It shouldn't be brushed off. Like, don't just be like, oh, bro, you're going to the winter blues. Oh, sis, you'll be okay. It's that time of year again, girl. It's just extra melatonin in the air. Like, no, it's not that. There's somebody could really be going through something right now. Somebody could really not just be, like, functioning right. They cannot be vibrating good. They cannot be on a good, right, freaking good wave. Like, just they don't have the right energy they need. I know, try to be depressed. You know what I'm saying? Nobody wakes up and be like, yeah, wake up. Oh, I hate life. And, or, oh, let me just be depressed. Like, no, like, let's be real. Nobody wants to wake up feeling that way. You know what I'm saying? Real shit. Who wants to wake up feeling shitty? I know I wouldn't. I hate that. It's like going to bed and you don't get enough rest. Don't you hate that feeling? Oh, my gosh. You go to bed and you wake up like, bro, I'm still tired. And I slept for like damn near, you know? And you know, nobody wants to wake up like that. It's the worst. It's, you hate it. And then you got work. And it's an early shift at that. You're like, fuck me, right? You know? So, you want to, like, not saying, those people who not treat like, oh, bro, it's just, you know, it's just the winter blues type shit. You know, this winter, you know, I'm trying to tell people, winter has been getting a lot more. It's been a lot more unusual lately. You know, things changing. The world's changing. Climate's changing. And, like, so when things change, we're going to change. We're going to adjust. We're going to try to adapt in some places. We're going to try to, you know, like I said, try to get out of that funk in other ways. Or we're going to adapt to it. We're going to just become that new thing, that new, all right, this must be the new wave. Or this might be how I am now. It's like, no, you're just brainwashing yourself. You're just conforming, just accepting. You're accepting. You're letting the depression sink in. You're letting what was going on around you consume you and lullaby you to sleep. You know what I'm saying? So you want to try to avoid that. You just want to try to be outside as much as possible when it's like that. Yes, I know it's cold out. It might sound crazy, but believe it or not, as much as once anytime the sun's out, get outside. You know what I'm saying? Get the fuck outside. Get outside, stay outside as long as you can. As, you know what? It's for real, because you're gonna need it, man. You're gonna need it. You're gonna need it. But you're gonna need to be outside. My bad. I'm trying to get my volumes right. There we go. Let me spark this joint right quick, y'all. I need this right here, right quick. You know what I'm saying? A little smoke break. You know what I'm saying? My bad. We good. To the moon. But so like me. Me being active outdoors a lot, me who I am, I like to be outside. I have been diagnosed with, you know, seasonal depression for about, you know, about two and a half years ago. Yeah, two and a half years ago. There we go. I'm trying to find my ashtray. But two and a half years ago. It was a rough winter. You know, it was dark a lot, and I mean, like, literally, like, it was just, I was always dark a lot. It was a dark time I was going through also. It was just, you know, during that, but, you know, when that phase, when that season was changing, it really, you know, it hit on me heavy, because I'm just like, bro, like, I just can't be outside. My environment, the stresses around me, I feel I'm just consuming in them, because I can't be outside and do something active or doing something differently, or, like, you know, I like to play ball. Some people play ball outside, you know, especially growing up in Florida. That was our thing. Of course, with the gym, because it does get dumb hot, but we have a good time of year. We could play ball outside for a few months. Like, it's cool. It's a nice little way, because it's just the weather, you know, and you're at peace. You feel like you're doing the thing you love, and you're outside in good weather doing it. But then you can't do this, taking away from you. You're like, fuck. Now you become this whole different person. You start doing shit you don't normally do to keep you entertained, to keep you, let's say, balanced. You know what I'm saying? Cause we all want to be balanced. We all want to like be equal. You don't want to feel all over the place. Like, you want to be mellowed out. You know, you want to be smooth. So when you start having this, you know, I was like, you know, started to pick things up more. I was doing things, and like I said, I guess in Virginia, it gets dark around here early, like 4:45. Sun's done. Like, it's gone. Like, I was supposed to have a photo shoot and everything today. Got over a little bit late, traffic. As soon as I got home, like, it's already sunsetting. It's crazy. So, got to reschedule. So, it's just things like that. And I tell, I've been telling folks, in the next 3 or 4 years, I guess it is sunset by like 3:30, like the latest. Like, on everything I love. And people are like, whoa, that's so early. Get the fuck out of here. Are you trying? I'm like, think about it. Look at sunset. Like, in some places, you don't even get sun like that. You know what I'm saying? Some places be dark. Look at Alaska. So, like, that effect has already happened in other places. There's some places in the world that just get this amount of sun, get that amount of night, and that's it. You got to adjust to that. And I can't do that shit. I'll be mad as hell when I see the sun going down. You know, I see it's 4:30. I'm like, damn, it's only 4:30. I can't do shit. With the, you know, I'm pissed. And I had to get out of that. I had to adjust. I had to change around and there we go. Adjust, change around, move things. You know, just to really take that time to, like, I know I need to be outside. I know I need to be more active. I know I gotta get into that side of things. But it's just when you're in that slumber already, you know, it can cause other factors. You know, like, sad can be caused by, like, you know, seasonal depression because of your medication. You know, at the time I was taking other meds, which I stopped taking, which is good because I didn't need those, like, honestly. But there's other medication and stuff that you may not need. Your family health. You may have a family health, mental health disorder already that passes down to you guys. You might be bipolar. You might have this. You might have anxiety, or you might have depressions running your family. Have you? Who knows? So that could be a factor. Or just simply stress like me. Like, at that time, I had a lot of stress. Self-inflicted, of course. It was things that I should have been on top of, took more serious, or just things, or just not even that, just not putting myself in stressful environments that could have been easily prevented. But, you know, me being young and dumb and not caring about that time, like that, living carefree, people say, I had to eat those consequences up. And then it'll be that time of year where it starts getting dumb, cold. And I don't want to do nothing. I'm just in that phase. I'm just like, fuck. And I just sat in it and sat in it. It just builds up. And then, so, it's other factors, but the main factor for some people is that they know the reality is coming to an end. You know what I'm saying? Like, people see that. And what I mean by that is, like, okay, it's getting cold. It's starting to get that time of year. People start following that routine, that rhythm. Like, oh, I'm getting comfortable. I don't want to do this. And it's like, no. It's like, no, don't do that. Because we are naturally energized by the sun. You know what I'm saying? We're naturally energized by the sun. So when we stop getting our source, it's like, imagine, like, take your cell phone, for instance. Your cell phone, you unplug it for a while, it starts dying, it starts draining, and eventually it doesn't turn on, doesn't work, you know, or it starts slowing down. You know, my phone, I get that 10% mark, my shit is on, like, slow-mo, gee, I'm like, damn, I can barely text, I can barely call, it's horrible. So I just, at that point, I just let my phone be, because there's no point in having my phone. I can't use it for real. It's moving, like, you know what I'm saying? It's just sitting there. Like, right now, I was just getting my phone, just to see something real quick, boom. Just turned it on, it loaded up 2 seconds. But I wouldn't have that before if my phone was dying. So with us, we're our natural, our resource is being taken away. It's a natural resource, the sun. It's right above us, you know what I'm saying? It's right there. And we don't get that. We don't get the sun rays. We are nature. We're made up of water. And then, you know, our body's what, 70% water. Water is what? A conductor. When that sun hits your body, you become it, bro. When that sun hits you and you made a water, I tell people this, like, shout out my boy Frankie, earthing, people call it earthing. I got into that and I do it. It's cold right now, but before summer, it was like warmer. I used to go right up to the lake. We had a nice, like, little patch of grass and everything. It was clean, everything. Got to watch out where you step and everything, you know, but it's nice and clean area. And I used to step right outside by that water and just chill out in the sun for like a good, like, 20, 30 minutes. So I need to get 20, 30 minutes of sun. And it just changed my whole, man. At different times where I need answers, I'll just go outside and boom. Or different times I need answers, I'll go in the water. I'll go take a shower. For real, I tell people, like, I be joking about, y'all get my best ideas when I'm wet. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, bro, I go in the shower. They're like, what? I'm like, yeah, I go in the shower. Like, for real. Mm-hmm. I get up in that shower and I make sure I get all right. And, you know what I'm saying? I make sure I'm all set. And it's all good. So, since when that sun's hitting you, you're outside right now, you're a conductor, your body's booming at it's on a all time high. Your body's like at an all time high. You don't even notice it. You just feel you're outside. Man, I'm getting hot. Man, motherfucker getting sweaty. Shit, I'm getting sweaty, man. When we're getting toasty, I'm trying to get darker. And then, you know, from my other people out there, you know, my lighter skinned people, my lighter folk, you know, they might be like, I can't be out here getting sunburned, you know, I'm getting toasty, I'm getting red, you know, I understand you can't have that. But that's the thing, your body right now is needing that in a way, not too much of it, but your body's needing that. Yes, you might be reacting to it, your body is loving that right now. You being outside in that motherfucking sun and getting all that natural energy, that's what you need. So you got to be, right now, you're thinking about when it's summertime, you're hot, right? You wish you could go like, get inside. You don't even go outside, maybe it's like the weekend. You know, you go to the beach, go to the pool. Or you might go outside and hoop. Or you go to like the theme park. You don't even try to be outside because my black folks out there, you know, they're like, shit, I ain't trying to get dark. You know what I'm saying? Shit, my boy dark. And a lot of white folks out there, they're like, I can't get sunburned. You know what I'm saying? Woo-doo-woo-doo. So it's like, you try to avoid the sun low key. And it's like, that's because you know the sun's going to be there for the next how many months. We can't take that for granted now. Because guess what? When winter comes and it starts getting dark at 3:30, like I said, next, you're going to be like, what the fuck? You're going to appreciate them hot days. I'm telling you, people complain, oh, I can't wait for winter to come. I guess when winter comes, they're bummed out. They're depressed. They hate it. Where's the sun? Where's the sun? Where's the motherfucking heat at, man? Now, when that heat comes, appreciate it. Because now you know when it's cold out, what type of time it is and how dark it gets. So, like, sun is like the cure. You know what I'm saying? To me, I say like the sun is like the cure. It's not, there's other things, but the natural cure is what you just need. If somebody's going through some type of depression, yo, just tell them, just instantly get them by some water. Get them outside. I know it's hard. People say they don't feel comfortable. And that's the whole point of like, that's the enemy. That's a lullaby to sleep. That's to put you inside, keep you boxed in. This is what they want from the government. Think about it. Their own government right now is trying to have the world boxed in. COVID has the world in a chokehold. Like, come on. And COVID depression became a thing. I got diagnosed with that. I'm like, I was already like, what the fuck? She told me everything. I was like, you know, I ain't mad. I didn't throw it on me. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to get that. But still, I'm just over here like, damn. Like, this, like, people, like, how, like, she told me some stories. Like, yo, people really got hit. Like, they said, I don't feel the same. They said, I don't know what the fuck to do right now. She told me she knew a man who's my size. He said, Aaron Fields, she said, he gained about 45 pounds. I said, what? Buddy failed 2 PT test days. I said, damn. He said, I'm just depressed. COVID came and she said, what the hell is this thing? And they did more research. They said COVID depression. It's pretty much seasonal depression. You can't do nothing. Everything was taken away from you. You couldn't be outside. You know what I'm saying? You really couldn't be outside if you wanted to. You were pretty much in a box. So when you're in summertime, that sun's out, appreciate it. Yes, it's hot. Yes, you're going to be sweaty. Yes, you might not, whatever, but you might get a tan. Who cares? Just understand where the end game's going to happen at one point. It's going to get dark, it's going to get cold. And it's going to linger. So some signs of, like, you know, you lacking your sun, like, that sadness is coming on, that season of pressure about to hit you, is your energy just be simply off. And you know what I'm talking about. Your energy is just not there. You just don't have, even when you feel like you have energy, it just gets zapped for you. You just know what I'm talking about. It's like the minute you know what when you, it's like, this is when it hits you. I know this ain't the only one either. You were chilling doing something. You look outside your window. You're like, damn, dark as shit. Must be late. You check your phone. It's only 6:15. Boom. Energy gone. You're like, shit, I feel like it's already going on. 8, 9, I'm like, damn, I'm kind of tired, a little slump. Shit, I'm about to go and just maybe a little food, kick it right here, maybe smoke a little blunt, play the game. Girls, I don't know, do a quick little hair, you know, self care. And then guess what? You in the bed by 7:30, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. You ain't go outside now one time, but just to work. You ain't at work. God forbid your job is an office job. You getting that fake fluorescent light and everything. You know what I'm saying? So, like, how are you really out here helping yourself? I'm saying there's a war around us and everything that's way, way, way beyond our heads. You know, even me. And I'm learning along this journey. And I'm just giving y'all a little hidden bit. This is what it is. It's like, I'm not saying it's like 1 + 1, but you got to think about it. If you know we're made up of water like that, right? Boom. And then think about you. So, this is what I mean by... So we're like this. So it's like science. You know, you get what? The copper rod and then water. And then I think you get something else, maybe zinc or something like that. And you put it in the water and the sun hits it and create, you know, general electricity. You see what I'm saying? It's like that with us. Like, we need that sun. So like when your energy starts being zapped, you're missing something. You're missing water and you're missing sun. It's just one of the two things. Could be more. It could be you have all the energy, but guess what? It's just you don't realize it because it's being hidden or it's being shunned. You know why? Because you got stress. You know, you angry. Fucking. What else? Your environment is alone. You could be in an area where like you're like, yo, I just don't. My environment's hard. Like, you know, I gotta drive. You know. So I get off work early, but I got a 45 to an hour minute drive, depending on traffic. So now you got to adjust. Okay, if you get off early and the sun's out, bring your stuff with you. Find out you're out there, boom, get your quick 30, 40 minutes and do something. Just be out there. You can just sit outside, read a book. Just appreciate it, just feel it. Even when it's cold out, just find when the sun's out. I know it's cold right now, I get it. Still get your light. You got to get your light. Motivation, that's big for me. Motivation is huge because like, I will have like all these goals or like just these... I have my agenda laid out for the day, for the week, for the month, whatever. And then, like, because I like to hit my, you know, keep myself tracked. You know, I can get off. But anyways, and y'all probably know that, so shut up. Anyway, I love y'all. But I need, when my motivation starts, like, being, like, taken away from me, it's hard. Like, it's real, real hard. It's, like, even, like, want to try to, like, get going for real, for now. I'm thinking about it. Because it's, like. I would like want to get somewhere and then I can't, or I have it all laid out, but now I'm like, I'm going to get to it later, you know, or it's going to be there type shit. And that mentality has just been what's, you know, I think I'm not the only one that can speak on me just being transparent, honest with y'all is that's what happens to me. And I'm not, this probably happens more often than none. We probably do this a lot without even really on some, like, you don't have to be about no, the time of year. The moment, it could just some people just like what is like motivation. It'd be us too, self-inflicted. Yeah, it could be other people around you, but you're not listening to them. You still don't have to listen. And guess what? If you choose to listen to them, it wasn't them. It's you. You, like I said, it's always you versus you. Because guess what? Somebody can say you are trash at what you do, or you are this, you are that. And guess what? You yet again, you have an option to either. Oh, I'm gonna believe them. Oh my god. Not trying to talk down, not trying. But think about it. If you really truly think about it, nobody has a gun to your head. And that's the only time people say they can make you do something. It's when your life's on the line. And sometimes it takes some people's life on the line to really make the decision. Like, hey, you have to either stop smoking or you're going to get, you have cancer. Or and you have to lose this amount of weight because your heart's showing this now. You see, some people got to get put in that stressful environment or that type of time. And they come out. Some people come out and tell somebody to make it. Some people might be too late. But if nobody has a gun to your head, if somebody's saying stuff, you want the option, you know, to take them. You don't, one person to kill your energy. Don't just because of, not even one person, a couple people that to take your energy. So keep that in mind. Sleeping too much. Sleeping not enough. Who knows? Hold on, I'm going to turn my mic down a smidge. I think I start taking naps. I'm not a napper. I'm not a napper. I don't nap. I hate naps. I'm people out there take naps. I don't know how y'all do it. I feel like you're wasting, just, I don't know. But you need it. Sometimes you do. I get it. I don't know. I can't fuck with gnats, man. Can't. My boy in the back. Nah. My boy in the back. But nah, I can't fuck with no naps. He's a napper. I can't nap. I don't nap. I just can't. Not with the napping. I just can't nap. But anyways, yeah, sleeping too much. Napping. I know I nap and I hate it. That's why I started noticing shit because I eat a lot. And then my mom picks it up because she'll be hitting me up because she knows me and her pretty close and my family be hitting me up, check me up anywhere. My pops actually have a voicemail. I need to call them out. So I kind of look down at my phone right here a couple of times because I'm just looking at because you can read it. But, you know, they check it out because they want to make sure I'm straight. But, and now I'm telling them I'm good all the time. I'm calling after this. But, it's just the fact that they know that and she'll be like, yo, what you doing? Like, you know, I'm laid up. Not laid up. I'm not laid up. Like, she knows I'm a girlfriend. I mean, when I say I'm laid up with her, I'm like laid up, like I'm playing the game. I'm laid up, like on my phone or like, you know, on my laptop editing the videos. That's what I mean. But I'm laid up type shit, just, you know, on my laptop smoking. She be like, okay, you know, you good. And then she be like, you been doing that. I know you be doing your shit, but she's like, you got somebody pregnant? Because that's when she knows I'm not being active. She knows some shit going on. Like, what's going on? Is it setting up? Are you right, mama? Let me get up. So she checks me. My dad makes sure I do. He's like, yo, how's my rock star doing? He always calls me that. He just, that's my little rock star doing. I'm like, I'm straight. Like, bet. He's like, keep rocking and keep going. Like, they just make sure they just got to have that support from that open communication, honestly. Another thing is people don't be hungry or they're overeating. I be eating like a motherfucker. My little ass be going crazy, boy. Just last night, I had a bunch. I had scallops. I had chicken. I had... what else? What else? There was another meat, I think. Pause. But, you know, I don't know. People want to say that. I know people want to say so. Hey, why are you thinking about seeing? But I think it was three meats. I'm not sure. And the fried rice. Man, that shit was going crazy. I had sake. I'm sipping the sake right now, actually. What was it? It was scallops, because I love scallops. Chicken. Oh, and it was a filet mignon. That shit be damn rare. Boy, that shit's going crazy. I got some left still, too. Because I, oh my, well, it's, I should have kept, you know, crushed it right there. But I was like, man, I'm low-key getting, I'm low-key, like, my stomach's hurting. That's the thing. When I start overeating, I'm going this time, I'm just like, bro, I'm eating for like two. Like, I don't even eat this much. I feel stuffed. I feel like I can't pass shit through, right? It takes it too, oh, man. It feels like it doesn't go all the way down. That feeling feels like it's, like, stuck, like, right up here. I hate that shit, so. Anyways, that's just something, that's like a sign possibility that, you know, seems to press me kicking in. Drinking, you know what I'm saying? Picking up drinking, you know what I'm saying? Drinking, drugs in general. Or you start picking, see, look, people be saying, yo, E, you be smoking, bro, like, you be burning. I'm like, yeah, I had a life before, you know, everything. So, you know, I told people, and I think people are surprised when they see me actually, they're like, oh, this motherfucker would be, I'm like, I told people that I had a life, like, look, but anyways, drinking, I do pick up drinking a little more heavier. That's because, not heavier, I just do it more inside, and I could be, so it could be good or bad. Here's the thing, it can pick it up, it can be good, it can start drinking more, a lot more, and that's not good. You definitely want to pick that up, especially if you're not going out to the gym, being active. Like, you got to keep a workout regimen. Another thing, if you're not being active, you're not working out. I know, look, I'm not a gym person. I working outside. I like doing like cardio. I like doing like self, you know, body weight, you know, like, you know, I just like doing shit like that. You know, that's my type of thing. Being in the gym, like fit shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I like that shit. With weights, though, I do add like free weights with it. But just being in the gym, just benching it, I'm just like, fuck this, man. It takes too long. Like, what the fuck? But anyways, yeah, like, if you start picking more up, you know, especially if you know you don't, like, or you just pick up a drug. Like, I'm not even start doing crack, bro. All right, I'm sorry. Let's just be real here. What are you doing? You start doing some other shit. Like, you know, you don't do that. You know, you never done that day in your damn life. You know, on everything you love, you never had to sit here and, you know, break down a, you know, oh no, nah, or shoot it. You know, nah. Enough's enough. You just you ain't, that's never been you. Come on now. Now, if you just, you know, you might pick up, smoke a little more heavy more often because, like, you ain't going out. Like, you know, that's cool. Just monitor. Like I said, drink can be too much because you don't want to sit here and start over-consuming and then become addicted and you have another problem. Now, you're depressed and you're alcoholic. I've seen it. Your environment, that's huge. Just got out of the, you know, I just had to fix. Ain't nothing but a little bit straining. But anyways, my environment had to get real, just squared away, and everything instantly. It's just like a weight off my shoulders. You know what I'm saying? Just leave it at that. But that's just like what it is. You know what I'm saying? Your environment, how you got people around you, your people, like how they say you reflect them, they reflect you. It goes, yeah, it's for real. And I don't want my name attached to people who ain't. You feel me? You feel me? No. Don't want that. And y'all shouldn't want that either. It's bad for your health on everything. That's what we're talking about right now. Yeah, your environment does matter. It truly matters. I have it in a couple of my episodes. Things called like Rockabye Baby. Your four walls or your four rooms. You got to like have like your four pillars. You got to treat them like, you know, like they're babies to you. Like real precious. Because you have four. It's like your emotional, your spiritual. It's like those, but it's like your other four physical foundations too. I forgot. I gotta go back to it. But it's a good one. It's in the beginning. It's like probably episode like 4, 5. I think I was in my bag. I was in my Baggington. You know what I'm saying? Bite. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Mike. But anyways, you know, not anything like that. But yeah, like your environment does truly, like, it plays a big part. But ladies and gentlemen, I love you, my brothers and sisters, but your environment does matter. If you live in a fucked up situation, I tell people, I was not gonna put no names on my boy. He was just in a situation where texting everything, him and his woman was working out. I'm like, yo, is she supporting you? Like, what did she bring to the table? Like, yeah, she, I'm like, what else did she bring to the table? Okay, she takes you back and forth to work, cool, but what else is she bringing besides that? I'm like, what? Because you have a job, you have a good job, you're saving up for a car, you're about to do this, you know what I'm saying? I told him things, I'm like, you're like, you going to these mental health appointments, do you talk to her about some of them? Is she there for? He'd be like, you told me, like, you know, he's like, nah, you know, it's just, I'm like, yo, she's not elevating you. It's a two-way street. It's a two relationship. Y'all both got to be on the same accord. And I'm like, if she's not elevating you, you feel complacent because you want to do this. I'm like, don't stop your dream. You know what I'm saying? Don't be afraid to break loose from something. You know what I'm saying? I tell people that, you know, like, I kind of have to, you know, let some attachments go up before, because, you know, it's just, you have to do, if they're not the same, if they don't support you, if you can't build with them and they can't build with you, or they can't come along with you, vice versa, why be with them? That right there alone can be an instant just, okay, you know what? We're not in the same type of time. It's okay. We can be friends. You know what I'm saying? Truly, I can really be friends, you know, but just know that what I'm doing, what you're doing, it's just not going to work out because I'm doing this, you're doing that. And how's it, and which type of time you need, type of time I need, is just two different type of times. So now, look, it sucks, it do, but it is what it is. But guess what? Now you're pursuing your life, they got theirs, and you ain't got to worry about hurting nobody. Your environment's in a way better place. You avoid that time. And this is why those things I brought up all play situational. And like, or time, because right now your environment could be good. You be like, oh, Eli, you know, I live by myself. Okay, cool, you live by yourself. But during that time of year, it starts getting cold and shit. Guess what? Okay, you're by yourself more. Your thoughts start coming more, you know. Or let's say you might be going through a breakup, and now you really are alone. And now you're like, damn, who can you confide to? Who can you talk to? Who can you chop it up with? Did you ever have that? You know, so it's just things like that that you got to keep in mind why you should, when these things come around, and why you should try to avoid these times to be, you know, be depression is real, or the season or anything overall. Mental health is real. But during this time, it just really takes a toll on a lot of different, on people in different ways. And if you see somebody going through something, like we said earlier, get them outside ASAP. But these are the healing, like, you know, some of the hidden killers, you know, that we tend to kind of like brush off. You feel me? Like, a lot of people like, oh, you know, I'm just a little tired, you know, the weather changed. Yeah, the weather did change. And you're downplaying, you already subconsciously thought. Your brain already is like, my nigga, like, get the fuck right. My G, my guy, get the, like, hey, you know you don't do, this ain't you. Get up and get active. But you're telling yourself, oh, you know, it's that time of year. Or I'm just, you know, it's the weather change. Well, I'm good. Motivation. Oh, yeah, I'm going to get to just. Sometimes your motivation is there, or it's not, you're procrastinating. So you just push it and push it. You're telling people this, this, and this, but you're pushing it, pushing it. So you do got that little fake motivation, that not uppity spirit, but guess what? You just push it, push it, push it, and you ain't even doing shit. Boom, sleeping. If you know you've never been a napper, oh, I do got a little time. Oh, it's getting dark early. Shit does close. Let me just go to sleep. I can catch up some rest. Yeah, catching some rest is cool. But never forget, okay, you have to go to the gym at this time. You know you're supposed to start studying this book. You know you got class still. You know you're supposed to go. You feel me? Don't cut your sleep now because it's like, oh, it's getting dark early. I got to feel like I do things now more sooner. No, that's not true either. You're good. But just know your schedule. Don't cut back. And then your environment. At that time, yes, your environment plays a big part because, like me, it could have been going this time of year. I could have let that situation linger on to the rest of December, into next year. Imagine that. Letting things just pile up, carry over. You know what I'm saying? Just carry over, and just build up. And it's just like, here you are. You were there at one point, and now you're here. What has changed in that amount of time? And you didn't even get yourself better. And now you're just going through these emotions, these thoughts in your head. They're just running through. You're picking up this. You're doing more of that. And then guess what? Your environment around you, you can't talk about it. It's toxic. You know, you and Shorty might be going through, or you and this person going through, or y'all beef that y'all got in a fight. House all fucked up, you know? People in and out of it, and anything. It could be a lot more. Family could be falling apart. You feel me? Or just physically, your environment. You could be living in an isolated area where you're like, bro, I literally get no sun. I don't really can't go outside. I live in the woods. I live in the boonies. Or you could live over a congested area. I don't have enough space. I don't have time. I just need to mentally just, I can't really get nowhere to be quiet. I can't find no space. You feel me? That's my bad. I got my notification set for this Maxwell Yishin Lane case. Y'all need to be following that. Tap in. It's the biggest case in history, in like the century right now. This got like no media attention. Crazy. But yeah, you know, just throwing it out there. But yeah, just because don't push to the sides that it's that time of year or it's just that season. No. This is not that. You are leading yourself into a very dark path. You do not want to go down that dark path. I've been there, done that, got the t-shirt, got the scars, got the memories and everything. I won't go away. It's not worth it. I'm telling you, it's not worth it. It ain't worth it. It's shitty, man. It's real shitty. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of alternatives, a lot of other things to do besides just sitting here and be in your own mood and your own sadness. Yeah, we got to take times to, like, you know, relax and recover and, like, you know, kind of like recharge, I say. But also don't forget, you got people out there who care for you. People out there, you got, if you have a support system, now it's time to really tap in, tune in with them. Like, hey, y'all, you know, I really want to go out, but I really want to try to chop it up more. Can we slide by the crib? Or can y'all do this now? That's what I'll be doing. Now I invite people over. I make sure my house is up and nice. I don't invite them. I have my small little, very small, close, but we kind of pretty much on the same like-minded type of time, so when it comes over, it's just pretty much all vibes, you know, it's all good, just creative vibes, and then we go about our day, and we all respect each other's space and mindsets and how we are, because it's like, we know how it is, like, how people are with each other, we know what can happen, we know, we know how, you know, okay, this is what they go through, this is what they be happening, and we gotta respect that and understand that, because just because it may come off this way doesn't mean they mean it. No, don't take everything personal. Never tear anything personal. Check on your friends right now. Make sure everybody, your loved ones are good. That's what I'm saying about this. I'm about to hit my pops. Make sure you straight hit my moms. FaceTime the fam. Really tap. Really just get, yeah. Don't feel like you're alone. You're never alone. Because guess what? Somebody's gonna listen to this episode and be like, fuck, I need to hear this because this is exactly what I'm feeling like. And I hope this helps. I hope this truly does get somebody through this time of day where they need it at. But, thank you. If you like this episode, if you like this podcast, if you like this, you know, the whole just vibe, and I appreciate it. Like, comment, subscribe, give me feedback for what you want to hear more, what you don't want to hear. Feedback, man. What do you need to work on? Let me know. I got big things coming, real big things coming. You're gonna like it. You're gonna like it a lot. It's gonna be a lot more interactive. We're gonna have a lot more interaction. So it's gonna be good. It's gonna be good. So I appreciate y'all listening, the support. It's going great. The feedback's been amazing. I love y'all. I thank y'all for everything done. I'm on my podcast. I'm on the podcast. We are all stars. We are all made up of starlight potential, starlight energy. Us, all the stars that are above us and the oceans above us, because we're in a firmament. All the things that are above us that are in the clouds of the dome, the water above, those stars, that energy that's in there, it's in us. It's found in us. It's proven. Like, we are made up. You know, it's in our atoms. We are all made up of starlight. Energy, starlight. We have star potential. That's why we all have potential. We all have something that can be more. An energy that's not, that we don't even know it. As there, that can be. It's a light that you can do is just spark it up. Just spark it up. It's easy here. Don't y'all know? Don't nobody kill y'all light. I love y'all, man. Appreciate y'all listening. Salute.